Again, thank you for joining me today. Let us remind ourselves of three things, or perhaps even four. First is that prayer is our weapon. We turn to God, and whenever we have needs in our lives, we turn to Him. And it's God's pleasure to listen to our prayers. You and I don't realize how much God really waits for us, even every day, for us to turn to Him. And second is that the source of our hope is God's promises given in the Scriptures. And as I also said, that we need to have wisdom and common sense, that particularly during this pandemic, we need to be wise in what we do. Yesterday, I was sharing with you about peace. And that's the reason why that this reflection helps us, because when we set our eyes and our minds on God's promises, they give us peace. As Isaiah says, that he whose mind is on the Lord, he will have peace. And so in difficult times, our trust is in the Lord. But again, we need to use common sense, and we need to be very wise in what we do every day. I know that many of you have to go to work, you have to do groceries, we all have to do and continue with our lives. But let us be wise, where the world is not out of the woods yet. As a matter of fact, we were told that in Cuba, there are 5 variants now. We have a church in Cuba, and there are 5 variants. We're not afraid, we're not fearful, but we need to be careful and we need to be wise. To the reading, let me start with several decades ago, I had the opportunity to live in France, one of the most beautiful countries and city in the world, particularly Paris. And France is a country truly blessed with vineyards. It has become an industry that has made its name, or that has made a name. They produce some of the most spectacular wines known and tasted. And they know what they are doing. Of course, France is no longer the only place in the world that produces good wine, but France is the one of the most common ones. It is amazing how God created the earth. Man plants, and it grows. What a brilliant design to sustain human life, as we have to eat every day. Man plants grain and makes bread. Man plants a vineyard and it produces grapes. Christians on Sundays, and each time we celebrate the Eucharist, Christians take bread and wine, the produce of the earth. We give it back to God to thank God for His provision. And then He gives it back to us as His body and blood, giving us eternal life. Jesus says to His disciples, "If you abide in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. The world will know that you and I are Christ's disciples." The only way the world will know that we are with Christ and that Christ is in us is through the fruit that we bear. The word abide, as I said in the past, means to remain, to reside, and to stay in one place instead of leaving it. It gives us the image of permanence. As a plant cannot be planted in one place and then uprooted and then planted again and then uprooted and then planted again, you know what the result will be. The plant will die. How do we abide in the vine? Well, from the reading today, it said, Jesus said, we abide in the vine. We stay permanently in the vine by keeping His commandments. In other words, by putting them into action, by fulfilling them, not simply keeping them somewhere, but obeying them, doing the word and the commandment of the Lord. Jesus did not pull the vineyard's image out of thin air. As you know, if you read the Old Testament, is permeated with the imagery of the vine, the vineyard. The prophet Isaiah and Ezekiel both liken the nation of Israel to a vineyard from the words of Scott Hahn, a Roman Catholic theologian. Ezekiel chapter 15 is very similar to John 15. Both emphasize that the grapevine branches have one purpose. The branches' purpose is to bear grapes. The branch is dependent on the vine. The life of the branch comes from the vine. The vine cannot survive without, or rather the vine can survive, but the branch cannot survive without the vine or attached to the vine. Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing. It is very clear that the fruit may come out of the branches, or they do come out of the branches, but is a result of the abundance of the life from the vine and the branch being attached to the vine. Otherwise, the vine will not have the ability to bear fruit. The comparison of Israel to a vineyard points to its fruitfulness as a nation. What are the prophet Ezekiel and Jesus' points that they are trying to get across to their listeners and to all of us? That it is not simply being attached to the vine, but becoming fruitful. Fruitfulness is a sign of blessing and intimacy and closeness to God. Just as barrenness, not to have children, may be seen as a sign of God's disfavor. Fruitfulness is guaranteed by faithfulness, and only faithfulness guarantees fruitfulness, from the words of Scott Hahn. How can we link this to salvation? When Jesus was crucified, a seed was planted and brought forth a vine full of life. And we who have received the sacrament of baptism are attached to the vine and have become branches, so to speak. The vine is the source of eternal life, and that happens when we put our faith in Him. Salvation is a gift from God, but someone must receive the gift. In other words, God purchased salvation for all of us, for all humans, for humanity, for His creation. And God offers it to everyone, but someone has to receive what God offers. Salvation is not an automatic affair that begins and ends when Jesus is simply invited to become the Savior of a would-be Christian. Even after receiving Christ in our lives, that is not the end, but only the beginning. A little bit contrary, different from the thinking that some people have, and they say, once saved, always saved. Salvation consists of moment-by-moment acts of discipleship that must continue, resulting to the person's growth, spiritual growth, and an ongoing conversion. As I believe it was Alexander Shemaiman that said that conversion is not a one-time event. Conversion is a lifetime event. To be baptized is only the beginning. It's not the end. The seed of God's life through Christ, as we receive Him in baptism, we receive. But that seed has to grow and it has to bear fruit in our lives. A faithful follower of Jesus not only obeys the Lord's commands, but also participates in the life of Christ. Through our worship on Sunday, through the building of the body of Christ, by sharing and giving, by exercising spiritual gifts, by being a part in the community called the church, It's not being alone. It is one thing to be attached to the vine, but it is another thing to bear fruit. Jesus calls to our attention that it is not a matter of simply being a Christian, but bearing fruit. Disciples who do this will bear much fruit, and the world will know by their fruits. Salvation, my brothers and sisters, is not only having in mind of going to heaven. No, that's part of it, yes. But to be a Christian, to receive salvation, is also to live a fruitful life here and now. Fruits that will bring glory and honor to God. Let us be reminded that that's what it is to be a Christian. Let us be reminded that that's what it is to receive the sacrament of baptism. That the world may get the fruit from the church, so to speak, and give life to the world. And it all comes from Christ, who is the vine.